See couples and then fly. Show me that complaint book here. Where's Cowten's Kate Clean, the woman with the muck rake? When will the MD face of our so muck loved Dillin, the Troyer of towns and Carmen of cities, crawling with mendiants in perforated clothing, get its well-believed white like pool and Manchester? When's the Grand National Gold Chap Dupsy Derby House Bill coming with its vomitives for our mothers in load and stretchers for their devitalised males? I am all of me for freedom and speed, but who'll disperibus Pope's Avenue, or who'll uproot the Opian Way? Who'll brighten Bray Hooth and bait the Bull Bailey and never despair of Lorkensby? The rampant Royal Commissioners, tis an ill weed blows no poppy good, and this labour's worthy of my hire. As I certainly think now, honest to John, for an income plexus that's about the sanguine boundary limit. Amen. Sis dearest, yawn added, with voice somewhat murky, what though still highfalutin', as he turned his doors to her pay, core to it, and overleaved his boosies to give the note and score. Phonoscopically incurious it did, and melancholic this time, whiles as on the fullament he gaped in wonderment, his iron satin turn cast eyes in stellar attraction followed swift to an imaginary swallow. Oh, the vanity of vanity, all ends vanishing. Personally, grog help me, I am in no violent hurry. If time enough lost the ducks, walking easy found them. Burning water in the spearlight or catching trophies of the King's Royal College of Sturgeon by the armful for to bake pike and pie, while, oh, twinned me a bower in Lelouette's Tower, all Adelaide's naughting girls jumping beneath me, I'd gmut my twitty nice Dorian Blackbud's chthonic solfia off my singer-songer piccolo to pipe musical airs on numerous fairy asiodes. I give a king to me, she does, alone, up there, yes, see. I double give till the spinny all enclosed a song with them. Isn't that lovely, though? I give to me alone, I trouble give. I may have no mind to lamnage the 40 bits like the pianage, but you can't catch me off the key. Investments of subdominal protein at prime cost, and I bait you my chancy old coat against the whole ounce you half on your backboard. If Madame Maud strips messed means may cold straff illy glands, that I'm the go-getter, that he'd make it pay like cash registers as soon as there's a pot on a pole. And what with one man's fish and a dozen men's poisons, sowing my wild plums to reap ripe plenty horns mead, lashings of herbold and hydromel and braggot, I'd come out with my magic fluke in close time, fair, free and frolicky, zooming top hole on the mart as a factor. And I tell you, the Bectives wouldn't hold me. By the unsleeping Solomon Andromenus, ye god of little pieces, nothing would stop me, for money makes multi-money like the brogues and the kishes. Till the boarding that would perish the Dane and his chapter of accidents to be atramental to the better half of my all-too-lyrical health, not considering my cap's flap, and that's the truth now out of the cackling bag for truly sure. For another thing, I never could tell the least falsehood that would truthfully give satisfaction. I'm not talking applesauce either, or up in my hat, I Ernest Shoo. Sisyphus, dearest, as I was reading to myself not very long ago in Tennis Flannels MacArthur, his correspondence, beseated upon my tripos, and just thinking like Thoutha how long I'd like myself to be continued at How the Lizard. The Vico Road goes round and round to meet where terms begin. Still unappealed to by the cycles and unappalled by the recourses, we feel all serene, never you fret, as regards our dutiful cask. Full of my breath from pride I am, breezed by the healthy same, for 'tis a grand thing, superb, to be going to meet a king. Not an every night king, nay, nay, by grannies, but the over king of hither on thither, Erin himself, pardee, I'm saying. Before there was patch at all an island, there lived a lord at Lucan. We only wish everyone was as sure of anything in this watery world as we are of everything in the newly wet fellow that's bound to follow. I'll lay you a guinea for a hayseed now. Tell mother that. And tell her, old one, twill amuse her. May my tongue fester if ever I see such a meary lot of maglings. Once upon a drunk, and a fairly good drunk it was, and the rest of your blatherum skate. Just a plain chaise by the fire for absence, the pole, and I'll make ye all an eastern humming sphere of myself the moment that you name the way. Look in the slag scuttle and you'll see me sail spread over the singing. And what do ye want trippings for when you've Paris inspire your hat? Sussum cordials all around, let ye oilies and omnis, while I stray, and let ye not be getting grief out of it, though blighted troth be all bereft, on my poor head's sake, even should we forfeit our life. This dime doth trust thee from mine alms. Goodbye, Swiss tart, goodbye. How? Sure treasures a letterman does be often thought reading ye between lines that do have no sense at all. I sign myself with much leg, inflexibly yours, Anne Posh the Shorn, to be continued. Hook. Something of a side-splitting nature must have occurred to Westminstrel Yawnathorn, for a grand big, blossy, hearty, stenorious laugh, even Drudge that lay doggo thought feathers fell, hopped out of his holy throat like a ball lifted over the head of a deep field at the bare thought of how jolly he liked to be trolling his whoop and all of them trusty types in missamissam and massness. There is something more. A word, a parting, and shall the heart's tone be silent? Engagements, I beseal you, fare thee well. Very well, all I can tell you is this, my soul is. It's a prayers in layers all the thumping time. Begor, the young glorious gang voices and the old docks lodges in the sunburns of the heavenly gardens. Once we shall have passed, after surcease's, all serene through neck and neck-like Derby and June, to our snug, eternal retribution's reward, the Scorch House. Shuntus! 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 If you want to be Felix, come and be parked. Sacred ease there. The Seanad and the Pobble Q's reminder. To it! To it! Seek it! Seek it! Head up! We may come, touch and go, from atoms and ifs, but we're preciously destined to be odds without ends. Here we molt in Moy Cane and flop on the seamy side, living sure of a hardly a doorstep for a stopgap, with the who goes there and a live sandbag round the corner. But up me ant, prospector, you sprout all you're able and woof your wings dead certain, however of no think whatever to aye, forever, while he am, I am's in the chair. Ah, sure, pleasantries aside, in the tail of the cow what a humped on earth looks our misery here today as compared beside the here we are again gaieties of the afterpiece when the royal revolver of these real globos lets really fire of his mio colpo for the Chrisman's pandemon to give over and the harlequinade to begin properly as Queaker King marks time's finest joke. Putting all space in a nutshell. Okay. Oh, cosmos. Ah, island. I. And for cal canonicabis, gimme Cincinnatis with Italian, but Steve well poco. Sisa click cheese. Haggis good, haggis strong. Haggis never say die. For quid we have recipmus recipe, O lout, and save that, Olivero, for thy sunny day, soup nigra. Couldn't look at it, but if you'll buy me yon coat at the very furry best, I'll try and pull it in on me. It's in fairly good order, and no doubt 'twill sarve to turn. Remove this board cloth. Next stage, tell the tabler for a variety of hugue, not legumes. I'll try me set on edges, grappling at airy dukes, grilled over birchen rods, with a few blue macaws in albies. I want to get outside monasticism. Mass and meat mar no man's journey. Eat a missile lest. Nuts for the nerves. A flitch. The Jukes and the Kellycooks have been milking turnkeys and sucking the blood out of the Marshall Sea since the act of first offenders. But I know what I'll do. Great pains off him I'll take, and that'll be your red letter day calendar. Window McGree. I'll knock it out of him. I'll stump it out of him. I'll rat-a-tat-tatter it out of him before I'll quit the doorstep of old Con Connolly's residence by the horn of 20 of both the two St. Colopies. Blackmail him, I will, in arrears, for my name's not Penitent Ferdinand, and it's daily and hourly. I'll nurse him till he pays me fine fee. Amil. Well, here's looking at ye. If I never leave you biddies till my stave is a bar, I'd be tempted rigidly to become a passionate father. Me hunger's weighed, hung kung, me anger's saged, hang kang. He will have better manners, I'm dished if he won't. Console yourself, draw hewer dealish. There's a refund of excise coming to you out of me, so mind you do me duty on me. Bruise your bulge below the belt till I blue black beside you, and you'll miss me more as the narrowing weeks wing by. Some day duly, one day truly, 2 day newly, till Wednesday. Look for me always at my west, and I will think to dine. A tear or two in time is all there's toot. And then in a click of the clock, toot, toot, and doffed off we pop. With cinerets in silkettes lining long routes for his diligence majesty, our long distance laird that likes creation to whoosh. Drawer nearest, tis he intercepted, flushing but flashing from a dove of dart eyes as she tactfully grabbed her malcorrespondence to flush her sweet nun songs in his quick turned ear. I know, Benjamin, brother, but listen, I want girls palmising to whisper my wish. She like them, like us, me and you, had though he near it would halten so lith when least is Tacitus' tongue. Of course, Engine dear, I'm ashamed for my life. I must clear my throttle over this last moment's gift of memento nose paper, which, I'm sorry, my precious, is all home I with grief can call my own, but all the same, listen, Yannick, accept this witwe's might. It was heavily bulledicted for young for me, my prettiest parried priest, and you know who between us by your friend the Pope, 40 ways in 40 nights, that's the beauty of it. Look, seen it, ratty. Too perfectly priceless for words, and listen, now, do enhance me, oblige my fiancé, and bear it with you morn till life's and of course, whenever you make usage of it, listen, please, kindly think Galway's again, or again, never forget of one absentee, not Sester Maggie. A hymn. That's the stupidest little cough. Only be sure you don't catch your cold and pass it on to us. Of course, yeah, I know you know who sends it, presents that please, mercy, on the face of the waters like that film Abote. Awfully charming, of course, but it doesn't do her justice, apart from her cattiness in the magging bottle. Of course, please to write, won't you, and leave your little bag of doubts, inquisitive, behind you until you're utterly thine, and thank you. Forward it back by return pigeons new to the loving in case I couldn't think who it was, or any fun for all happens I'll be so curious to see in the Holmesworth breakfast tablets as I'll know eth the ways by pity blue if it's good for my system. What exquisite buttons, gorgeous, in case I don't hope to soon hear from you. As far as come back under my eyes like my sapphire chaplets of rings a rosy, I will say for you to the All Michael and Saul Kipu, while the dove doves pick my mouth buds, nsh, nsh. With Nurse Madge, my linking class girl, there's a fright poor old Dutch in her sleep talking when I paint the measles on her and mud struck us to make her a man. We. Is he done that, I confess, but you'll love her for her hessians and sickly black stockies, clarinix jumbles salvaged from the wash, isn't it the cat's tonsils, simply killing, how she tidies her hair, I call her saucy because she's society for me, and she says saucy while I say sassy, and she says will you have some more scorns while I say won't you take a few more schools round the elbow of Earn Street lower, and I'll be strictly forbidden always and true in my own way and private where I will lung, lung, be true you, along with one who will so be true you that not once while I be true him, not once will he betray himself. Can't you understand? Oh, bother. I must tell the truth. My latest lad's lovey letter, I am sore, I done something with. I like him lots, cos he never cusses. Pity Bonham. Pipet. I shouldn't say he's pretty, but I'm cocksure he's shy. Why, I love taking him out when I'm unleashed his cordon gate. Hope it, Jack and Atom. Ably be my odorous, and he dotes so. He fell for my lips, for my lisp, for my lewd speaker. I felt for his strength, his manhood, his do you mind? There can be no candle to hold to it, can there? And of course, dear Professor, I understand. You may be certain of that, Fluff. Now I know how to tackle. Lock my merest next myself. So don't keep me now for a good boy, for the love of my fragrant saint, your villain, peppering with fear, my goodless, graceless, or I'll first murder you, but, Fisper, meet me after by next appointment near, you know, ships, just there beside the ship at the future poor fool's circuits of Love Mountjoy Square, to show my disrespects now. Let me just your Caroline for you. I must really so late. sweet pig. He'll be furious how he stalks to his self-louther and lover, immuting apiribally. My prince of the courts will beat me to love, and I'll be there when who knows where, with the objects of which I'll know or forget. We say, trust us, our game, for fun. Under the Libans and the Sycamores, the Cypresses and the Babylonias, where the frond oak rushes to the ask, and the yew leaves too kiss-kiss themselves, and twill carry on my here's waves, my still waters, reflection in words, over Margaret von Hungaria, her curdy ways and her flaving hair, to thee, Jack, ahoy, beyond the buoys for us. Splash of his splash springs your salmon. Twick, twick, twinkle, twings my twilight. As Saturday's afternoon lecks leap with smile on my four-enhanced 12-month's mind. And what's this I was going to say, Dean? Oh, I understand. Listen, here I'll wait on thee till Thingavala with beautiful to-do, be careful, tea cakes, more stuchus flavoured than vanilla, and blackcurrants there's a curing. And never mind me laughing a what at ever. I was in the nerves, but it's my last day. Always about this hour, I'm sorry, when air gaming's for broon and nose lung is all o' your teas, and after doon my little pussiness I steal Hemlick in my Russians from the attachment part with my terry bit ball boots, calves catchers, pinch a pop pop puff, who is going to be a jenny roll at my nape, drenched love with dripping to affectionate slap mama, but last at night look after my golden violets wetting in my upstairs splendidly well illuminated with such idyllic curtains, wallpaper to match the cat, and a fire, please keep looking, of priceless pearlogs. I just want to see, will he, or are all Michaels like that? I'll strip straight after devotions before his fond stare, and I mean it too. Thy gape to my gazing I'll bind and make leash. Tuk-a-tootle-too, my first morning. So now to talk thildish dome theated with Mag at the Ullithan, we are doing to they one little player before doing to deed. And a tiss to the tassy for Lou and for two. Coach me how to tumble Jamie and listen with supreme regards. Yawn in haste. Warn me which to man. Yawn responded fulminantly to her sororal sonority, imitating himself capitally with his bubble blown in his pat-a-pet and his chalice drink now well in hand. A split, see for a split, from her a pea pair of hide-seeks, tight squeezed on my snowy brusted, and while my pearlies in the sparkling wisdom and nippling her bublets, I swear and let you swear by the bumper round of my poor old snaggletooth solid bowel, I near will prove I'm untrue to your liking there, so long as my whole looks down. So gullaby, me poor Isley, but I'm not for forgetting me in a man monophone, for I'm leaving my darling proxy behind for your consolering. Lost Dave the dance girl, a squamous runaway, and a dear old man pal of mine too. He will arrive incessantly in a fraction of a crust, who, could he quit doubling and stop tippling, he would be the unicorn of his kind. Beware as you, I foil carpy. It's a pity he can't see it, for I'm terribly nice about him. Can Willie Himri, the mermaid's flam, a leal of the O'Loonies, a brazzle-a-boo. The most important man, Chavos. Ho, be the holy. snakes. Someone has shaved his rough diamond skull for him as clean as Nuntius Pedish. The burnt out mesh and the matting and all. Thunder, weather, kyber, shinka, escapa, sansa, pagar. He's the spat and spit, so he is. Scaly skin and all, with his black guarded eye and the ghost's beard in his butting hole of Shemuel Tulliver, me grand sword, the old crooksader, when he off with his powdeen. That was to let the crowd of the Foo Flux fans behind him see me proper. Ah, he's very thoughtful and simpatrico.